Okay? 3 points. Here it is. The Holy Spirit. Just see again in the reading of this story that the Holy Spirit makes his will known to the church. Saul and Barnabas set them apart. Paul, I'm going to make this guy blind. Tell him. Okay? You see that the church follows the leading of the Holy Spirit. That's how this works. The meeting of the church together, praying, worshiping, fasting, listening for God directing. That's what the New Testament teaches that we are to do as the church. Don't miss that. Do you hear from God, church in Alva? And I don't mean because you live in Alva. I mean that you're here in these hill foots in this place today. This is one of the outposts of the body of Christ. Do you hear from God? Do you believe that this idea is dangerous? It is. It is. Yeah. Will you choose deafness to God's prompting? I know we talk about blindness with Elymas. But if they pray and they fast and the Spirit says, would you rather not hear? Sometimes, I don't know if you have this experience. You ever have a conversation with someone and you've said what you want to say and the other person is saying back what their response will be, but you're loaded for bear and you've got more to say and you don't do so much listening as saying your next bit. Sometimes it could even happen over what the other person is saying. You ever have that experience? When you just know, do you ever have the experience of you're talking with somebody and you said something and they're talking, but really what you're doing is you're waiting for your next shot to say the next thing? Mm-hmm. Go on. Yes. Yeah. I know the point you're going to make. You make it every time we talk about this. Are you done yet? You're done. Okay. So what I wanted to say, what? That's not fair, is it? And it's frustrating. We all do it. We've all been on the other side of someone do it. Have you ever been interrupted by someone who says, I'm not listening to what you're saying. Here's what I'm saying more. Right? Or you've been that person. Right? And there's room for repentance and there's room for forgiveness in the thing that I outlined. Now, if you pray, when you pray, do you have time to listen, to hear? Or do you pray and then, yeah, I know. And then do you pray and you go, do you pray? Or do you pray, I'm out, prayer's over. Is there listening involved? To hear the Holy Spirit say, and in this instance, it's set aside for me, Paul and Barnabas. Or you are guiding the leaders wrong, blind leading the blind. Now you'll be blind. Because the hand of the God is upon you. Do we prefer the safety of not challenging the status quo? Right? Because it isn't about the argument that any of us have had recently. That's an illustration for how we get into a mode of not listening. The point is about praying and listening for God. Do you hear from God, church? Do you want to hear from God? Are you worried, what if I hear from God and it's, you know, kooky? What are the safeguards against people standing up and saying, I am hearing from God and taking everybody off the rails, right? I think that's a genuine concern. Especially in a place where if you're not used to saying, our practice will be to listen for God. Because what's the difference between the thoughts in your head and the thoughts that God would drop in there? That takes practice. Discernment. It takes wisdom. You hope that somebody who knows the Bible would be there and to say, oi, that thing you just said, that directly contradicts something that God says. You know, things like that. Yeah. Will we choose to not hear will we be okay with challenging the status quo in the church or in the world? Okay? There is a way that things are in this church that have been that way in this church. So if today is like a first day here, you don't know what is age-old tradition of 100 years or what is the thing they've been doing for 3 weeks now. And if you've been here for 5 years, you say, well, we've always done it that way. But someone who's been here for 35 years can say, well, I remember when we started that. It was about 1998, you know. And the reason we did was, right? But the Holy Spirit of God prompts the church moment by moment, meeting by meeting. And Jesus said to the Pharisees, by your traditions, you have made the word of God of no effect. So God isn't, he's not committed to our habits and our preferences and our deep, deep grooves. You know what the difference between a groove and a grave is? It's the length of the ditch. Okay? All right. We're not called to cast off wisdom and reliable anchor points of reality, but we are called to live in this world the way this world is now, the way God's moving in this world now. And that's what you get from people following the Holy Spirit in Scripture. That's point one. We'll choose to listen, to hear from God, and to obey Him if we hear Him. We've talked about it in other sermons. Nobody just stands up and says, God said it, and then everyone in the room has to do it, right? There's Scripture, there's other Christians, people listening to the same radio station, hear the same tune, and they're able to dance together, right? There's a fellowship of believers together going, we believe God is doing this thing in this season. Yes, that makes sense. It's this balance. But in the church meeting is where you hear the voice, and someone might stand up and say, I know all the momentum of everybody is in this direction. I have a question. This is the thing. It seems to me this, right? Didn't Peter do that when the church opened up to the Gentiles and was no longer only Jewish believers? And he was the only one, and they called him and said, what are you doing over there? You're doing it wrong. And then he bore witness. Here's why. And the church changed that day because a person stood up and spoke. And we're not to regard people who are not with the whole herd as the wild hare in the ear that ought to get plucked. Maybe that's the person who's listening. And that everybody else caught up in the noise and the hum of it needs to hear. Similarly, the person who does stand up and who says, I think, and everybody else in the room goes, well, I don't think that. When we are outside of a considered and contemplative and anchored group, we have to stop and go, wow, maybe I'm off on one. I wonder if it is. But people who love each other are patient and kind and gentle, not easily offended, not keeping a record of wrongdoing. Oh, you're talking again. Remember the other time you talked? I know what you're the person who talks who gets it wrong all the time. We don't want to listen to you. No record of wrongdoing. Not rejoicing in unrighteousness. Oh, good, I'm glad that didn't work out. Right? But rejoicing in the truth. The fellowship, listening to the Holy Spirit, going forward together. It's a beautiful thing. And it works, doesn't it? It works. It works. The Holy Spirit.